What up, what up, what up? You already know, it's your man, Teddy B. Love, back again for another episode of Relax and Take Notes podcast. I know it's been a minute, you know, but that's life. But I appreciate y'all for y'all's support, sticking around, listening, sharing, commenting. I appreciate it all. But yeah, let's go ahead and get into it. So today I'm going to talk about phases, right? Phases of life. Now, we all go through different phases. Good ones, bad ones, indifferent ones, ones we didn't see coming, but they were all necessary in life. They were all necessary for us to grow, for us to change, to be better, hopefully. Some phases, though, honestly make people worse. And you hope they don't stick with those phases or go through those phases for too long because it could be bad out. But yeah, just different phases of life, right? And certain phases, honestly, are necessary. Even when they hurt, even when you feel like you shouldn't be going through that phase in your life, there's a reason that you're going through it. It's because you have to. You don't have a choice. You feel like, oh man, why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? Yo, because it's necessary. You need to go through it to be a better you. To be a better person, unfortunately, you got to go through this mess right here. Right? And you be looking like, man, like this phase sucks. Yeah, it does. But it's going to get greater later, as they say. And you don't see it in the moment. Nobody ever does. Nobody ever looks in the moment when they going through a whole bunch of crap and be like, yo, it's going to be all right later. They be like, yo, when will this stop? Right? I know I do. I'll be like, yo, I'm going through this. This is going on for far too long. Something got to give. But it's a necessary phase. So let's just talk about different phases that you go through in life and the importance, I guess, and the significance of going through them, right? So I tell everybody, one phase that everybody's going to go through, nobody's going to get away from it. And if you haven't gone through it, don't worry, you will. And I'll be honest with you, if you 18 or older, you done went through this at least once, right? And if you haven't, trust me, it's coming like tomorrow. But the heartbreak phase, you go through a phase of heartbreak. A lot of people feel like depending on what it is, you're never going to recover from that heartbreak. You will, depending on what type it is. So say you got somebody you care about, y'all in a relationship, y'all in love, whatever, right? And then y'all split. Now, typically the person that does the splitting doesn't feel the heartbreak. They don't feel it immediately. Their phase comes later. The person that got their heart broken, they feel that phase immediately. A lot of people go into a stupor. They kind of stay away from people. They're emotionally not there in anything that they do because their heart has been broken. But that's a phase that they have to go through. Because once you've had your heart broken by somebody that you love, the next time you see it coming or that it happens, it doesn't hurt as much. You recover a whole lot faster. You deal with it differently. You know how to maneuver and how to bounce back a whole lot faster once it's happened to you. But that first time, though, it's like getting smacked in the face with a baseball bat. You don't see it coming. And when it comes, it hurts. And you're just like, what just happened? And how am I supposed to bounce back from this? I just got smacked in the face with a baseball bat. But you do, you recover. It just takes a minute. Because now you go in retrospect and you go, well, were there signs or red flags before this happened? Could I have prevented this? Or could I have been the one to break it off so I don't be hurt as bad? So I don't get hurt as much. Was there something I could have done to avoid it? So your mind gets to working. And you try to figure out, well, I could have done this different. Or maybe if I would have done that different. Honestly, all that reflecting, yeah, it's cool because it tries to help you piece stuff together. But at the end of the day, it's not going to change the end result. There was no way you were going to be able to dodge that phase. Because that phase is an important phase in life. That teaches you how to deal with so much other stuff. Just having your heart broken by somebody that you care about. That's why I tell people a lot of times it happens when you're young. So when it happens when it's older, you can see signs to avoid it, to even walking into those type of situations. oh, well, they move like this person moved, or they do this like that person. And I know at the end of the day, that hurt me. So I'm going to stay away from that, or I'm going to stay away from this. So it helps you to navigate after it happens, but it has to happen. It's a phase in life that you cannot avoid. You just got to take the heartbreak, and it sucks. And you feel like, oh, I'm never going to be back, or never this, that, and the third. And then you look up, you done dusted yourself off. You done healed your wounds, you know, because it's going to be wounds. It's going to be stuff. Like I said, you're going to not want to be around people, not want to deal with nobody. But then once that all goes away and the healing process starts, you're going to be stronger than ever anyway. And not saying that you won't go through a heartbreak or a breakup or anything like that ever again, but at least the next go round, you won't be down for so long. You'll pick yourself up a whole lot faster. I've seen people be in relationships, somebody break their heart or they get hurt, and they're so seasoned that it's just like, all right, I'll be good tomorrow. I'm going to cry it out today. Tomorrow, I'm going to be straight. I'm going to get everything out in one day, and then I'm going to keep it moving. Now, the flip side to that, like I said, is the person that does the split or the person that breaks the heart, eventually somebody's going to do it to them. It's the cycle of life, right? Now, if it was a mutual split, typically there are no repercussions. But if it was kind of like he was dragging them along, and then just cut their head off, wham. You're going to feel that later with somebody else. Typically, that's how it goes. By the time the person that got their heart broke is good, the person that broke somebody's heart is down bad and they feeling it. Because a lot of times they'll reach back out to the person that they hurt like, hey, what's up? That's where them, hey, what you doing? What's up? How's life text go? My life is fine. Your life must be jacked up because you reaching out to me. And I ain't talked to you in God knows how long. So that means somebody did you how you did me. And it doesn't feel good. Right? So now you can go two ways with that too. You can be spiteful and just jab at them. Or you can just let it go like, well, I hope things get better for you eventually. Because now they're going through that phase that you went through. And that's a part of growth too, which is a good thing. Because you could go the other way with it. But why? What's that going to prove? What's that going to solve? You already been hurt, done went through it. Don't go back into that. Because as soon as you go back that route, who's to say they won't hurt you again? And then you got to go back through that phase that you just went through and got through and are good now. Why go back? Right? Which leads me into another phase of life. Forgiveness. Everybody goes through that phase too. Where you got to forgive somebody that you really don't want to forgive. Not saying forget what they did, because remembering what they did, when you see other people attempt to do it, it'll trigger something in you to go, that reminds me of that. Stay away from that. I'm good. I'm cool. I'm good with you. Nah, you stay over there. You keep your toxic self that way. I'm going over here. Right? But it's not the easiest thing to do, but it's necessary when you have to forgive somebody that did something wrong to you. That's a phase you go through in life too. And that's not an easy phase. Especially when everything in you is telling you, man, tell them to go to hell. I don't want to see them. Don't want to talk to them. I wish nothing but ill will on them. But that doesn't do you any good either. Because now you're holding on to it and they're living their best life. And you over here miserable and pissed off. What's the point? You don't have to be miserable. You don't have to be pissed off because they're not. Right? And like I said, somebody going to do something to them like they did to you, or probably worse. But it's a phase in your life where you just got to learn how to just forgive them so you can move on. You got to learn how to forgive people so you can move on. And that's a phase in life that a lot of people, that's one you don't want to really have to repeat, because people shouldn't do you dirty anyway, unless you're just a foul person. Now, if you foul, you're going to get what you deserve being a foul person until somebody does something to you that's even more foul than what you've done to anybody else. Then you get what you deserve. And everything that you go through, whatever phase of life that is, you deserved it. Right? Just like when you do good for people and you a genuinely good person, good things are going to come to you. So that's a good phase in life that you just constantly stay in that. But you got to learn how to forgive. I'm not saying it's easy, and I'm not saying it's something that happens overnight. Because some phases, all phases have a shelf life, but some are shorter than others. Breakup, depending on how bad it was, it'll last a different amount of time. Forgiving somebody, it may take you years to forgive somebody. Because it hurt that bad, whatever it was that they did. And it could have been something that's like, most people probably would have killed them for it. Or put bodily harm to them or something. But you didn't. So that's eating you up. So that's why it's taking you longer to forgive. But you're going to have to do it at some point. Go ahead and get it out the way so you can start living your life the way you want to live it. And without being angry. Without being bitter. Without being upset all the time. Because until you can forgive them, a lot of stuff will still trigger that emotion and you'll stay stuck in that phase. And you can't even move on to other parts of your life. So just forgive. You don't have to forget. You don't have to deal with these people. None of that. You just have to forgive them enough so you can move on to another phase. Hopefully a nice, good phase in your life. Some phases just aren't avoidable. Some you just have to go through, right? Now, this next phase I'm going to talk about, I'm sure a whole lot of people have gone through this phase. And the funny part about this phase is that a lot of people go through it. They don't necessarily talk about it, but a lot of people go through it. Like a lot of people go through it. And it's a phase that when you go through it, there's nothing you can do but just go through it and be in it, because that's just what it's for. So y'all probably not going to feel what I'm about to say. Well, no, I take that back. Y'all going to feel exactly what I'm about to say. The whole phase. Everybody, man and woman, has a whole phase. Now, some are short, real short. Some last a long time. If that phase lasts way too long, that's not a good thing. There's a nice amount that should be going on through that phase, but it shouldn't last super long. Because if your whole phase lasts too long, you're going to be just labeled as a hoe, and nobody wants to deal with the hoes, right? But we all know everybody's gone through a whole phase. Now, you might not have been around for their whole phase, but know that they went through it. Now, if you don't know what a whole phase is, Google it, okay? I'm not going to explain it, but everybody that knows, that's gone through a whole phase, they know, right? Women be out there, she doing her thing, she talking to this dude, talking to that dude, she getting it out of her system. Because eventually, she's going to want to settle down, you know, possibly get married, or at least be in a stable relationship, build something with somebody, instead of it just being a relationship, have it be a partnership. That's their best friend, that's their lover, that's their confidant, the person that they depend on, that's the Bonnie to the Clyde, right? We ride together, we die together through it all. But for that to be as strong as it is, one of the two has to go through a whole phase. And I would recommend that both have gone through their whole phase, because if not, one's ready to settle and then the other one's ready to be a hoe. And if that's the case, that relationship ain't going to work anyway. But you got to go through that whole phase. It's necessary. You got to go out there and you date this person, date that person, because it's going to build you up to who you really should be anyway. And it's also going to let you know the type of people you really don't want to deal with. Now, during your whole phase, you may mess with some people and you'd be like, what the hell made me mess with them? But it was a part of the process, but it was a part of that whole phase too, that you have to go through. You got to go through it. People be like, are you serious? Yes, I'm serious. And going through your whole phase don't mean you sleeping with everybody. That's the thing. That's the misconception. People think when you go through a whole phase that you sleeping with everybody. That's why they call it a hoe phase, because hoes sleep with people. But you could just be like, I'm juggling three different dudes. I ain't sleeping with maybe but one of them, but I got two other ones. I'm toying with their emotions. I'm using this one for that. I'm using this one for that. But I'm using this one for this and that. Right? But it's necessary that you go through it. Because you got to get it out your system. That's just when they be like, people be like, man, I was nuts in my 20s. I did this and this and this. But then I hit my 30s and I kind of dialed it down. So by the time I hit 40, I'm content. I got everything I need. My focus is different. My grind is different. I'm trying to build with somebody. I don't have time for what's out there as far as with people in their whole phase. I don't have time for it. I've outgrown it because I've already gone through it. So then you're past that phase, but you got to go through it. Trust me, your significant other or somebody that you're dating right now, I guarantee you, if y'all sit down and talk, they had a whole phase. And if you honest with them, fellas, you're going to tell them you had one too. But they know it. You could tell, because when people be like, oh man, I used to do this, they be like, yeah man, I was wilding out there too, doing this and that. And shoot, yeah, I remember them days. Or bring up an old bar or club or something that used to be open. I remember that. It used to be popping. Niggas would be da da da. Them kind of conversations let people know without telling them, like, nah, I had a whole phase too. But it's necessary. You got to go through it. You can't avoid it. And people that tell you they haven't gone through a whole phase, stay away from them. Especially if you're over 30. Stay away from them. Because if they be like, oh, I never really had a whole phase, it's coming. Especially now, it's getting nice outside, right? It's coming. Right? What they say? There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. If you see them, point them out. I ain't got enough fingers. But I know they out there. Because you can see it. That's a young people's game. That whole phase, that's for young folks. Older folks, if you're still going through a whole phase, I feel for you. Because then once you're ready to settle, all the good ones going to be taken. And some people done gone through whole phases, and if they honest with you and tell you what it is, like, that's up to you to feel like, oh, yeah, that's something I can deal with. Or, nah, you was too much on some whole shit. And then it's different. But that's up to you. But just know that everybody's going through it. Some people didn't need to get out as much. Some people needed to get out more and do more stuff. So once it was time for them to settle and do all that, there are no other hoish distractions, as I'm gonna call them. But that's a phase that you gotta go through. Everybody's gone through it. You don't believe me? Ask the person that you went. They'll tell you if they went through a whole phase. And a lot of times, some of the stuff that they did in their whole phase, they're not proud of. But they were young. They wasn't thinking straight. They're not. I don't expect you to think the same at 25 as you do at 40. You're not supposed to. So if you did something, be like, oh yeah, I'm too. That was in my whole phase. I can't believe I did that. Trust me, if they say it like that, don't worry, they're not gonna do it again. They knew the consequences that came with it. Some people be sheltered real young, so as soon as they get out and get a taste of life, they whole phase go from 0 to 1,000 like that immediately. But they gotta get it out their system. They still got humble beginnings. They just got to get it all out their system. Let them get it out. And sometimes you can't be around while they getting it out. Because you like, nah, the you I want, hey, this ain't the you I want. Well, this ain't the you they always going to be. This ain't the them they always going to be either. But you got to let them get it out. Once they get it out, you good to go. That go for fellas and ladies. Because fellas, trust me, we go through our whole shit too. Trust me, we got to get it out our shit. I'm about to try to hit that. Hit that. Oh, I got to do that. Yeah, I'm about to act up and try to hit two at a time. And this, fellas go through it too. But trust me, ladies, once they get it out their system, that's going to be the man you're going to want in your corner, because he done already got it out of system. He know what's important now. He know it wasn't that. Right? Which leads me to another phase in life. a different one that we kind of go through, that we almost have to go through, is the phase of losing. And sometimes it's hard for people to lose. They don't know how to recover after they've taken a loss, right? Anybody that's ever been in the streets, you know, doing things in the streets, if they take a loss, they'll be like, nah, I got to bounce back. You don't have a choice. You can't sit there and wallow in your pity and sorrow and all that. You took a loss, you took a loss. You keep it moving, right? But then in the world of 9 to 5, what happens if you lose a job? Get fired. So some people, they've never been fired. So imagine the first time they get fired and they never been fired. They'll lose their mind. Like, what am I supposed to do? Dust yourself off and go get another job, player. Keep it player about it. Like, you took a loss. It's cool. We've all played games as a kid. Did you win every game? No, you took a loss. But that first loss hurt more than the rest of them. But once you felt what it was to take a loss, you knew how to bounce back from it after it happens. Because some losses we cannot prevent. Especially when it's in the hands of somebody else that we take the loss. You don't own the business, but the business shuts down. Okay, you got fired because you didn't own the business. So you took a loss. All right, cool. Dust yourself off. Losses happen. Things happen in life that we have no control over. But those are the best phases because we learn so much from those phases. You learn that once you get fired from a job or you lose a job or you get laid off from a job, if nothing else, in that phase of life lets you know to always be prepared to have your resume updated at all times because you never know what's going to happen. Always keep learning new skill sets to add to your resume because you never know if something might happen. Keep your resume out there. Always be looking for the next thing just in case this thing doesn't work. Think three steps ahead. Don't just be stagnant where you at, like, oh no, this is a good company and anything can happen. Especially now. The way things is going now, that should teach you. Nothing is permanent. Nothing lasts forever. Nothing is for certain. So you got to be prepared. So losing, that's a phase of life that we all have to go through. But if you learn how to deal with losing well, when you win, it'll be that much sweeter. It'll seem effortless to other people when you win, because you've taken so many losses. And a lot of times you'll take losses that people know nothing about. But the way you bounce back is what'll define you. But you gotta go through that phase too. You gotta go through a phase of taking L's. Because it happens, and it'll be periodically throughout life. You'll take an L here, but it'll remind you of the L you took back there. Like, oh, I bounced back from that. I know I can bounce back from this. That's nothing. To the point where other people be like, do you know what just happened? You just lost a job making $50,000, $60,000 a year. Yeah, that's cool. I lost one making making $25,000 a year. But I bounced back from that. Well, you think I ain't going to bounce back from this? This is nothing. I've been through this phase already. I know how to work myself out of this one. So you don't even sit back and be hurt about that one. You just keep it moving. Like, nah, this is nothing. I got this. This is a piece of cake. Right? But phases, like I said, are necessary. Even with the heartbreak phase. We've all gone through phases where we've lost one of the most, if not the most important person in our life. People have gone through that. And some people, it takes them years to recover. You're never going to forget that person that you lost. But that's a phase in life where we have to learn how to live without them being here. Physically. Because mentally, emotionally, they'll always be with us in our heart, in our mind. No matter who it was and who that person was, something that you'll see will remind you of them. Something that they said will always stick with you. But that's a phase in life we all go through. Losing somebody we love. But the thing is, even in that phase, the recovery is learning how to live without them. Still live, but without them being here. That's why you'll get certain people and they'll be like, oh man, I miss so and so and such. I wish they were here. Because at that point in your life, you're going, I could use their advice. I could use their listening ear. their shoulder to cry on, something. But the fact that they're not there, that's the hard part, because you got to live without them being there, but you still got to keep living, because that's what they would want you to do. Be honest. Think about that one person that you don't have here that you wish was here. They would want you to still keep going and still keep pushing. You can hear stuff that they've said to you, replay back in your head, situations, everything that will guide you and navigate you, even though they're not physically here. Emotionally, they'll always be with you. That's one everybody goes through that none of us can avoid. And it's going to be different parts of your life when you lose that person. Or people, I should say. Because you're going to get older, and the older you get, the more people you're going to lose. So cherish them while they're here. Just a side note, right? Because if you don't, that's a phase you'll go through in life too. The phase of never forgiving somebody, and then they're not here for you to be able to do it. That's a phase people go through too that sucks. So that's what I'm saying. Life just has so many different phases. Good ones, bad ones, and different ones. But you got to go through all these different phases in life in order to be the person that you're supposed to be. Right? People go to jail, they had their knucklehead phase and did something stupid and then end up getting time in jail. Once they get out of that phase, they go, yeah, I'm never doing that again. So they've outgrown that phase. Cool. And then they could put other people up on game like, yeah, you might not want to do this. You might not want to do that because I've gone through it. I know what that phase of life feels like. And you might not be able to handle it as well as I did. Right? We all know people have gone through some stuff and you'd be like, yeah, I'm glad I never had to go through that. I've said it myself. Like, yo, I'm glad I ain't have to go through that because I wouldn't have wanted to do that or that. No matter what it is. It's like some stuff, you know, you as a person, you know what you can and can't take. So certain phases in life, don't even try to put yourself in that situation to have to go through that phase, because you may never recover from it. That's the sucky part about life, because certain phases people go through in life, they never shake them. People get addicted to drugs and they live the rest of their life getting high. Die getting high. Because that's a phase in life they never could get out of. It was like a black hole. Once they were there, they were there. Thank God for the people who get out of it, recover, and move on to have productive and successful lives. But the reality of the situation is that doesn't happen to everybody. Some people get stuck in that phase of life and they're there. That's a phase of life that gets you, walk in the door and it's locked behind you and you don't have the key, which is sad and it sucks. So certain phases in life, you don't want to have to put yourself through, because you might not be built and equipped like the other person is to be able to get past that phase. There are certain inevitable phases that everybody goes through. And then there are those one-off phases that only a few people go through. Only a few people can get out of, because most people that get into them can't get out of them. But that's life. You go through phases. You go through the phase of, well, now I want to get married and have kids. That's a phase too. Because it's different responsibilities that come into that, as opposed to you just being single and out here chilling and kicking it. Every phase is different. Now I want to get a house. Now I want to start my own career. I don't want to work for anybody. I want to be my own boss. That's a phase in life too. And it's a phase that a lot of people are taking, and I commend them. Because everybody can't do that. Everybody can't just be like, screw it. Screw the regular 9-to-5. I'm going to be my own 9-to-5. I'm going to put everything on my shoulders. Take care of my family. Take care of my responsibilities. I'm going to do it all, but I'm going to do it my way, on my own back. Nothing wrong with that. But it's going to be hills and valleys with that. But if you can get through those different phases in that, you'll be fine. So yeah, I just wanted to touch on a few different phases in life. Because life is full of different phases. You got phases that you'll go through from 18 to 25 that you won't go through from 25 to 40. But you got to go through certain phases. You go through the, I was a knucklehead and a dummy and a goofball phase, to the now I'm really grown, handling my responsibilities, doing my thing, and being productive in life phase. The latter is better. But you need the young, stupid stuff to help you appreciate when you get older. You got to go through that phase too in order to appreciate the phase once you get older. So whatever phase in life you're in right now, be in it. But know that none of them are permanent. And the ones that you make permanent are supposed to be there. And the ones that aren't permanent, they're not supposed to last, but they're supposed to teach you something. And also know too that people are in different phases of their lives. So don't try to make them be in your phase when they're not ready for that phase either. Because that's a mistake a lot of us make. You should be here by now. You should have a house by this time, be married by this time, have kids by this time, be established with this. They might not be in that phase of their life yet. Yes, they may be older, but they might have started their phases late. Right? They might be on phase 2 and you on phase 10. You can't make them skip all these different phases to be where you're at. Because them skipping phases, they'll never be what they're supposed to be. So if you see somebody in a certain phase, give them some advice, but no, they still might have to walk through that phase. To get where you're at, they got to go through what you've gone through. Don't try to rush their process because you're there now. Because it was a time when you were where they were at. And nobody rushed yours because you had to get where you needed to go. But you had to go through all those phases to get there. So keep that in mind next time you see somebody that's in a phase. Recognize it, notice it, give them a little bit of game and keep it moving. It's your man Teddy B. Love. As always, you know you can check me out. anchor.fm/Teddy B. Love. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the whole nine. You already know. You need to holler at me, reach out in the comment section. If you like what you're hearing, make sure you definitely share the Teddy B. Love. All right. Until next time, it's your man Teddy B. Love. I holler.